In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. This morning we find ourselves in the season of Epiphany. The word Epiphany means manifestation. And during this church season, we focus our attention on the ways that Jesus manifests his divine nature. Today in our scripture readings, we heard two stories that both have to do with the change in countenance, appearance. First, the story of Moses from his encounter with God on Mount Sinai. And secondly, Jesus' countenance being altered on the Mount of Transfiguration. Both stories have to do with the manifestation or epiphany of God's glory. In the reading from the book of Exodus, Moses is the mediator between the covenant between the Israelites and Yahweh. Whenever Moses goes up the mountain to speak with God, his countenance is changed. He comes down the mountain and his face shines with a radiant glow. So much so that we read this morning that the people around him feared him. So Moses puts a veil on his face whenever he comes down from speaking with God. We would do well this morning to ask ourselves, is our countenance altered when we have an encounter with God? Can people look at us and realize from what they see that our lives have been changed because we have witnessed and experienced Jesus' love? No, our faces won't glow like Moses. But if our encounter with our risen Lord is real, shouldn't people see something different in us? I think yes. Are we noticeably more loving than other people? Do we live our lives more generously towards others than non-Christians? Are we more forgiving of those who hurt us because we know we have been forgiven? Can others see in us a spirit of gentleness and kindness and thoughtfulness? No, our faces won't shine, although we should have something of a warm glow because we know we are loved. In other words, if we have been changed ourselves, we should be an epiphany to others. We should be transfigured because of our faith. Moses was not trying to show off. In fact, he veiled his face. Nor are you and I to go around flaunting our faith. Jesus spoke about this often. In the Sermon on the Mount, he said, "Beware of practicing your piety before men in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by men. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your closet and shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. Your Father who sees in secret will reward you." So there is a major difference between deliberately trying to impress people and people seeing the real change that God brings about in every life that bends the knee. And if people don't see any difference in us from non-believers, it would be an oxymoron. Because if we really spend time each day in Jesus' presence, there has to be a difference between us and the people who do not know him. Of course, much of that depends on whether we allow God to change us. There are countless people who would say they are Christians, but who never allow God to transfigure their lives, the way they live, the choices they make, the priorities they have. When Jesus took Peter, James, and John up the mountain, his countenance was also altered, and he was seen with Moses and Elijah, representing the law and the prophets. Peter, James, and John receive an extraordinary vision. They want to hold on to it. They want to enshrine it. They want to build 3 booths to memorialize it. Well, who wouldn't want to? I would. But like all of our extraordinary spiritual experiences with God, they don't last. No. Peter, James, and John had to come back down the mountain. And at the bottom of the mountain, all of their problems, all of their issues, all of the things that they struggled with in life were right there waiting for them. You see, we can't escape that. You have to get off the spiritual high when you're blessed enough to receive it and go back to your daily routine and reality. As they came down the mountain, Jesus did something rather extraordinary. He said, "I don't want you to tell anyone about this. Not until he has been raised from the dead." For Jesus knew that the true transfiguration of our lives does not involve dazzling apparel and visions. No, the real transfiguration of my life and yours is all about a cross and blood. That's what transfigures believers. That he would die in squalor to make our life eternally blessed. And if the cross of Christ does not dramatically change our hearts and our lives, then we simply don't get it. Or worse, we get it, but we don't care enough to change. Relinquishing control of our lives is painful stuff. And it's only by God's grace that anyone manages to do it. This morning, we gather with the sadness of having to say goodbye to Barbara Wiswall, and in the next few days, to Betty Swanson. They are both people who had an abiding faith and a love of our Lord. You could see in both of their faces Christ's presence. They remained faithful to the end. We trust that Barbara's final transformation to glory has already dawned, and Betty's has drawn near. So this morning we give thanks for their lives, for their faith, and their goodness, for living in the presence of God's love. Now they enter into his glory, which is what he intends for each of us. Well done, thou good and faithful servants. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.